Okay, we're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. It's 8:45 by the official clock on the podium. Attendance, or the Open Meeting Act, is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda, which is the general agenda. Approved minutes of meeting held December 15th. Approve all claims through December 29th in the amount of $310,535.11. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 19500 to Arbor Inc. in the amount of $206.23 due to overpayment. Approve claim to Nebraska Humane Society in the amount of $11,160 for daily boarding and care for 72 dogs. Approved claim to Nebraska State Bar Association for 2011 dues for Paul Payne in the amount of $345. Approve additions, withdrawals on securities on county monies. Approve bonds for various township officials.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the claims as presented, with the exception of item number 7 and a claim in Eek's office for the attorney for printer usage of 53237 for separate discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd also like to pull off number 6. As I see the sheriff is here, I'd like him to make a comment about that. That's the one for the Humane Society for $11,000.
Okay, we're going to 6, you said, Gary, or 7?
7, yes.
Item 7.
And then the Eek's office for the attorney for printer usage of
53237.
53237? Yes, sir.
That's out of regular claims.
And then that's part of 3?
That would be in part of 3 then, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Who was the overpayment to? What department did that come out of?
Clerk of District Court.
Clerk of District Court. Okay. Any discussion? If not, we will vote to approve the consent agenda's items 1, 2, 4, 5, 8, and 9. Discussion. Vote. We had a motion to pay minus those.
Minus those, yeah.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. 7-0. Okay, Gary, okay. Item 3.
Okay, I'm looking here. Did the Finance Committee see what that was for? The attorney's office printer usage, they've got copiers all over this courthouse. What could we possibly have had printed there for $532? I guess, did anybody see
the claim? I can't remember all those we went through. I'd have to pull the claim.
I guess I'm still a question in my mind. That's a lot of money when we have... I mean, gosh, Don's office has one of the fanciest printers you'll ever find, so I don't know why we would be paying. You want me to go on to number 7,
yep,
then, Rex?
On to 7.
Okay, if we pay Mr. Payne's dues, he's going to be leaving January 4th. Why would we pay his dues when he's not going to be at the county anymore? I believe we should prorate those to by the day until the day that he's done, but I don't believe we should pay that whole amount because he's going to be moving on to private practice or somewhere else. Why would we pay his bar dues when he's not going to be working for Gage County anymore? And I would think that we should deny that or pay him prorated for a few days that he's going to be here.
Yeah. I'll tell you that I went and spoke with that office, and I disputed that claim and made an offer that Mr. Payne pay the amount himself and submit a claim to the county for a prorated amount of roughly $4.72, and that was not received, and so that's why it's on the consent agenda. So I would say that we take no action on that and get a claim from have Mr. Payne submit a claim. So I would
that satisfy my questions, I guess.
Hey, Matt, is that a motion on item 7?
Yes.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Barnard for item 7.
Well, I guess to take no action. Do
no action for item number 7.
Well, second. I guess I would say take no action.
I mean, your action is not to approve the claim.
Yes.
Right. Okay, don't approve the claim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do not approve
wait
the claim.
Wait for something else to get submitted.
That same as a denial?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why don't we call denial then?
Bauman and Barnard, 1 and 2. Any discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Did you get the Eeks? County Attorney Office Supplies. Printer usage, that's all it says. Looks like a lot of copies.
Well, we have copiers all over the building. I guess I have a real question about that. Yeah, that's 500 and some bucks. And without any further explanation, I'm sure he's going to tell us we have to pay his claims, but we at least ought to have the opportunity to have an explanation of what it was for that amount.
I say it was confidential and did not want to have a
26,000
electronic
copies.
Record on somebody else's printer, or, you know, copier.
But when you copy, you don't know what it's copying if you just make copies.
Modern ones do.
Yeah. Is there a meter reading on that?
There's 26,000 copies on the one. There's 1,800 copies on the other.
Is it a meter? Maybe
that a maintenance?
There may be a copy lease there. That's probably turn into meter readings.
Is that a lease?
That may be
we do
is.
Lease copiers. Yeah. So,
yeah, if that's the case, you get so much, you got to pay so much over with their
lease agreement.
It looks like. I guess I'd withdraw my objection to that then, since we don't have any further information to act on it at this time.
Okay, we need a motion to approve line item 3 on the consent agenda.
I move.
Second.
Moved by Anderson, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Regular agenda. Comments from the public?
Number 6 here.
Oh, 6
yet.
On
like
Gus.
Have
okay.
Gus I talked to him a little bit yesterday to see if he could say something about this claim for $11,160.
Morning. Yes, on that, Matt talked to me yesterday. Explanation, that I believe was for 30 days, I think it said on there.
31.
$5 a day.
That went through the Nebraska Humane Society out of Omaha. The first 10 days when we confiscated those animals, they gave us for free as a courtesy to us, and then charged us $5 a day per animal instead of 21, which is our going rate. So that was substantial savings for us. The Captain Humane Society in Lincoln contacted me last week and informed me they're not going to be charging us. They'll be going after the defendant if and when they decide to do that. That's on their own. And then, of course, Humane Society here in Beatrice, because of the agreement the county board has with them, they're not charging as well. So although that's pretty much the money I have in my line item for the whole fiscal year for investigative expenses, it is a fraction of what it would have been normally otherwise. So.
Normally, we throw a dollar in the hat when the phone goes off.
Is there, a deadline as to how long one has to?
Well, the judge ruled that we had to maintain custody because they're evidence, and therefore the cost is ours right now temporarily. Doesn't mean they can't come back later. They've been trying to diligently work on trying to get an agreement with the defendant, but she is fighting it, and I can't elaborate a lot on it because it's still actively going through court, but it's going to end up being, unless her attorney can talk or something, it'd be a little bit of a drawn-out process. We hope not, but they're not cooperating with us, I guess. So,
I guess the point I wanted to make is that there's an opportunity here that we could have been on the hook for a lot more, so I want to appreciate the Humane Societies for
very much so
on this, but subsequent to that, there will be more bills as this gets drawn out.
Omaha's going to bill us monthly, they said.
And that's outside of anybody's fault in this room. It's an obligation of government. Unfortunately, all the taxpayers will be on the hook for it.
That's right. That bill from Omaha probably would have been around $40,000, $45,000 at the regular rate. So it's still a lot of money, but it's a substantial saving to us. So I guess it's part of doing business.
Yeah. Thanks, Gus.
Thank you.
Need a motion to approve line item 6.
Just 1 second.
Okay, Denny?
I just want to make a point that I think the communication, Sheriff, that you had with the other societies, and including Public Health Solutions that were out to help you immediately, I want to commend you for that, and I think it speaks a lot for Gage County and for our Sheriff's Department and the cooperation that we're able to elicit from other areas, and I want to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
Moved by Bauman to approve line item 6. Seconded by Barner. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Max Maines, you're up wherever Max went. Auditor's report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've completed the audit for Gates County for the year ending June 30, 2010. I'll be referring to the loose three-page document that's included with your report. Item 1, basis of accounting. The county utilizes the cash method of accounting, which is in accordance with state statute. The problem is, of course, when the county spends money to improve the courthouse, it's not recorded as an asset. It's as recorded as an expense. The notes to the financial statements are an important part of the financial statements. They start on pages 8 through 18. Our audit report is an unqualified opinion, which is considered a clean opinion. Page 2 summarizes the receipts and disbursements of the county. Program receipts from charges for services, that mainly is the various fees that the county charges to provide service. State and federal is your highway allocation, federal and state grants, homestead exemption, state tax credit, and you can see that that went down about 3%. Taxes, that's real estate, motor vehicle, that was up 8%. Investment interest was down 36%, mainly due to lower interest rates. Other, that is mainly reimbursements, insurance proceeds, that was down 57%, and that was mainly due to the fact that the county received insurance proceeds in 2009. So overall, receipts were up about 3%. Disbursements, I've broken it down by function of government. We've got general government, public safety, which is sheriff, homeland security, 911. That was down about 2%. Public works is your highway, weed, surveyor. That was up 28%. Public health, public assistance was pretty even. Culture and rec is your visitor promotion, and that was down 60%. And then you got your courthouse building, your debt service. And so overall, disbursements exceeded receipts with a negative 3.269. And the increase in public works was mainly due to fixing the roads last winter. A lot of money was spent there, so that accounts for that increase. Page 3 is a summary of budget versus actual disbursements, and figuring a percentage of what was spent for the year. Overall, 84% was spent. Last year, it was 80%. And there was no budget amendments during the year, so no one was over budget. Page 32 has the accountabilities of the various offices of the county, so that gives you a rundown of the receipts and disbursements of each office. And I guess that's all I have. Got any questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Jerry?
Got a few questions, Max. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I think we need to know, as part of your audit, you have each department sign off that the information they give you is true and correct.
That's correct.
Is there any department, any official that would not sign that?
Yes.
Who was that?
Attorney.
Were you given all the accounts like you were with all the other offices?
Yes. No, I was not.
You were denied some of the accounts? Thank you.
I think going back to this others where you showed a decrease of 57% of receipts, I think that probably part of that $438,000 we had in 2009 would have included about $305,000 that we got insurance to pay for for the slate roof that we had done in the courthouse. So.
So, Max, somewhere in the report does it state that the numbers from the county attorney's office may not be correct in this official report that we're going to submit to the record?
No, there's nothing in that report.
Should there be? I mean,
can we consider materiality in the whole picture, the scheme of things.
So we're approving this to the best of the information that you had. Okay.
we guess we don't want to hold Max accountable for something he wasn't allowed to look at as an auditor, so it's not his fault.
Okay. Need a motion to place audit on file?
I would so move we place the audit for FY 09, I guess is what it is, isn't it? FY 10.
9-10, yeah.
9-10. Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Douglas, closed session. An update on pending lawsuit. Need a motion to go in closed session.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Barnard. Discussion. Vote. 7-0.
There's no waving of the hands in this.
I know. I messed up.
I can't get by with it, so.
Other one.
No.
Okay. Need a motion to come out of executive session.
I move to come out of executive session at 9:20 or whatever it is.
Moved by Anderson, second by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Need to go into, you want to order our executive session for our discussions here?
It's for the, to discuss litigation strategy for the protection of the public interest.
Okay.
So move.
Moved by Byers. Second. Seconded by Barnard. Discussion. Vote. Yes. Yeah. You can stay.
I'd like to stay.
You got to bring him in.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to bring him in and then send him back out.
Okay. Okay.
You can't. You
okay.
Can't.
You got to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're redoing this?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Voting to go into executive session.
Wait till they get in here.
Wait till they get in.
Yep, the door's open.
Who's going to move it?
I move.
Dennis.
And then you have to, once it's approved, then you have to repeat it.
Okay.
It has to be part of the thing.
Well, they've had an opportunity. Should we move
okay.
It?
Okay. Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman, Barnard, to go into executive session for the protection of the public interest in...
Discussion of litigation with the legal counsel.
You want to read that back?
I have no idea what you're saying here.
What he said.
Discussion, I couldn't hear him.
For discussion of litigation strategy.
Litigation
on
strategy.
Pending or threatened litigation.
Threat. Litigation. Okay. For the discussion of litigation strategy on pending or threatened litigation.
For the protection of public interest.
For the protection of public interest.
Okay. That was moved by Byers, seconded by Barnard. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. We will now go into executive session four.
Where is it back in? All right.
Oh, Lammel, not Reisman.
Okay. We need a motion to come out of executive council.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion.
Freaking vote. Zoo.
7-0. Galen, you're up. Interim highway superintendent report.
Morning. The first item I have is approve or disapprove resolution for project number HRRR-STWD-108, work zone and road closure traffic control devices CN. This is a resolution
I would move that we approve resolution for project number HRRR-STWD-108. Work zone and road closure traffic control device CN. What's the resolution? 10-44. Okay. That's my motion.
It don't get no easier, does it?
Nope.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman.
Now.
Discussion. Just get it highlighted a little bit what it is.
This resolution is for purchasing barricades and lane closure work zone signs through the state of Nebraska. The state's high-risk rural road committee approved the work zone and road closure traffic control devices project for use by the counties on rural roads, and the state will act on behalf of the county for the purchase of the traffic control devices, the barricades and lane closure signs. The cost to the county is 10% of the cost for each. The lane closure signs for the work zone, the state's estimated cost is $824. The county's cost would be 10% of that, which would be $82.40. The other road closure traffic control device, which would be the barricades, the state's estimated cost is $804, and the 10% for the county would be $80.40, the estimated cost. And I have put in a request for three sets of the lane closure work zone signs, and for 10 sets, which would be six Type 3 barricades for the road closure traffic control devices. And that would be a huge savings for the county to purchase these signs to this.
Any discussion?
We did look and as to where this would come out of the budget. He's got sufficient funds, we think, to go ahead and okay this.
$162?
Yeah. Hey, every dollar we look at, it's dollars.
Okay. Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else?
Just under general operations, the asphalt crew has been crack sealing on Wymore West Blacktop. Bridge crew has been working on the Odell shop and replacing bad plank on some timber bridge decks. And the grading crew is doing maintenance work on a couple of box culverts in the Philly Township area. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you give me an update on the progress of the bathrooms that are being put in our shops?
The one in Odell right now, we got the sheetrock up, and they're actually mudding the sheetrock. They got to sand it and re-mud it, and then we got to put in all the fixtures yet and, of course, paint the inside, and then that one will be done. The one in Claytonia, I did talk with Robin, the mayor of Claytonia, and he said the cost for the county to hook into that sewer line would be all on the county. The city didn't have in their ordinance to supply a line to the landowner. But when I did talk to him, because originally the sewer was like 20 foot deep, and that was a big concern. When I talked to him, he said they did talk about at the council meeting that they'd let us dump into the manhole cover at an upper elevation. So the way it's kind of looking, instead of being 20 foot deep, we can go in there and dig that down. It'll probably be 4 to 6 foot deep, and run our pipe have to cut a hole through the concrete sleeve that comes up for the manhole cover, but we'll be able to dump it in at that elevation. So that kind of stuff the county can do themselves with our backhoe and our man. So, but the cost will be all the county's to get the...
Our gentlemen working on these projects?
Yes, our crew is, the bridge crew is doing the Odell barn, and if the weather's decent next week, I'll talk with the city again, and we'll try to get up there before more frost gets in the ground and get the pipe buried in the ground so we can start on that one up there also. And so far, I haven't talked with Philly, so.
When that's done, Rudy will have to come back and use the one in Claytonia. He never had one.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
Okay.
You bet.
Thank you, Galen.
Yep.
Approve or disapprove resolution to transfer $200,000 from the general fund to the road fund for the operation of the department.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Gronewald. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove extending time to submit report on Resolution 1035 to the first meeting in February 2011. Galen, is that the road study
down in Liberty
Township? So that's what that one amounts to, the road study that was presented.
I'd approve extending time to submit report on Resolution 10-35 to the first meeting in February of 2011.
Moved by Fleece.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove modifying policies in the Gage County Employee Handbook.
I would move we approve modifying a policy in the resolution number
1045.
10-45 of the Gage County, in the Gage County Employee Handbook.
Moved by Fleece.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman.
Yeah. That would be 46, because 45 is the transfer.
10-46.
Second.
Sorry. 46.
Seconded by Bauman on 1046, Resolution 1046. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove the audit of employee vacation leave banks in the Gage County Highway Department.
I would move that we would approve the auditing firm of Schultz & Associates to conduct an audit of the vacation and accrual leave at the Gage County Highway Department.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Anderson. Discussion.
The reason we're doing that is, as 2 weeks ago we discussed, as this is the last pay period before we'll convert to the new pay period, so we'll pay people for a week. We allowed, based on a request from the Highway Department, a request to cash out some vacation that they had. In doing that process, we uncovered some things that need to be looked at as questions, rather, about the potential of inappropriate accrual of vacation hours contrary to what the handbook lays out. So we need to have somebody go in and look at those and see how those were accrued. So that's the reason for that.
Gary?
I would add to Matt's comments that when he and I went down there and met with Marlon and some of the Highway Department employees, or most of them, it was done as something that was a good thing. Nobody that I know of ever gets paid well in advance working in any job. And so it was to straighten it out. And after the confusion, I think it seemed like most of the employees were on board and understood what Matt was getting at. But it was started out as a good thing. And what started out as a good thing, we now see as some serious concerns about how that vacation time was accrued, inappropriately, and I guess that will remain to be seen. But it did start out as a good thing, but it is something that's serious and needs to be looked at.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove the termination of Marlon Cleaver as Gage County Highway Superintendent. Per legal counsel advice, no action today. Correct?
Correct.
So, Marlon, today is a new day. We go forward. Thank you. So, good luck. Approve or disapprove county employee recognition dinner with awards and plaques to be presented for years of service.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Gary.
As before, I appreciate all our employees do. And as before, ever since I've been here, I vote against it, because when we use people who have no jobs that pay taxes, we use their money with no income now, with Husqvarna and that, to present meals for people that have a job paid for by tax money. I appreciate our employees, but I will vote against it for the same reason I always have.
Any more discussion?
Well, I'm an outgoing member, so I won't be at the dinner anyway. But anyway, I think this is the one time of the year that we do provide recognition to those employees that have provided their paid time and service to the county, and given some recognition as far as the amount of time they have been in employees and what other awards that might be necessary at that time. So I think we have in the budget, what, we can't spend more than $2,500, I think, on that. You know me, I'm as tight as anybody around here, but I think at least once a year we can do this, and at least for the 90-some or 100-and-some employees we have in the county.
Okay.
And might just add in passing, it specifically was authorized by the state legislature that counties could do that.
Yes.
And they set a limit on it, I think.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. In favor, Anderson, Groenewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers. Against, Barnard. We are going to take a 10-minute recess for a point of privilege for Ron.
Boy. When you're almost up to your next birthday, you got to have a little...
We're going to reconvene the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Attendance by observation. Anderson, Groenewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. Approve or disapprove increasing the courthouse replacement cost value to $11 million based on recommendations of our insurance carrier. Gary.
Larry Penn and I talked to Matt, and I got to thinking about this as I toured the courtrooms the other day, so I give him a call. Presently, the courthouse is valued at about $9.3 million, somewhere in there, and I asked him what these improvements would do to what we should be insured for. He went back and looked at it and the schedule and stuff, and as he explained, and I'm sure you all know, sometimes a remodel, if you spend whatever it is, doesn't always mean it increases value that much. And this is probably the case, according to Mr. Palin. Phelan, and he suggests that we increase the value to $11 million, although we are covered for losses up to whatever it amounts to. He suggests that we increase that replacement cost value to $11 million based on information he has and what our remodel costs were. And since the way they bill us, Matt, for the finance deal, it looks like it could be around $2,000 or a little more when it comes up, but because of the way they bill us and stuff. And he does want to have the company that comes in and appraises all the county property. I think it's the Heron Company. And he'll have them come, I believe, this summer and take a look at it. But his suggestion is that we do increase the insured value to $11 million.
But my thoughts is that when they come in and look, they ought to look at, we've increased the value of the place, but look what we have done to ensure it don't burn down. Now, are we getting credit for that?
I'm sure they'll see the fire. If they know anything about commercial appraisal, which are government or institutional building appraisal, they'll see that the fire. They'll go through the mechanical room. They'll see that we've updated that.
With the roof, instead of having asphalt that they replace every 20 years, we put up a slate that's going to be there.
I'm sure
What kind of premium increase are we looking at?
A little over about $2,300 possibly.
Annually?
Yeah.
That workman's comp and everything?
No, that was just on the...
Just the structures, the property.
And at some time, somebody ought to look. There's a schedule. Don couldn't find it, but I do have it, and I'll print it off. There's a schedule of what all of our stuff's insured for, and some of it, we all probably do, if you got some buildings that aren't worth too much, if it saves you enough money, sometimes you self-insure a little bit, and that probably should be looked at in the next year. But they'll get the schedule. I'll probably just bounce the email that has that schedule to Don, and anybody that wants it can look at it. I looked at some of the buildings on there. We very well could be overinsured on some of that stuff. But at any rate, Nirma thought it was important that we increase this value to what he suggested, and I wouldn't probably disagree with him.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman. Did you make it?
Yes, I made it.
Made by Barnard, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Committee reports.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to take a moment to recognize a former board member who just passed and whose services were this week, Albert Klein, who served on this board for many, many years and did a wonderful job representing the northern end of Gage County, and certainly he was a valued member, and I would just like to make a matter of public record of how much I appreciate working with him and how much he did for Gage County, and just wanted to take a moment to recognize him.
Thank you.
To add to those on Albert Klein, he was also very strong in promoting the Little Indian Creek Watershed Project, which was the first one of the pilot projects in the state of Nebraska back in 1954. A very strong member on that board, and due to his work and stuff, it probably really got him experience to be a good county board member.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Out of emergency management, something that came up yesterday that we're continuing to follow through. Regarding the 911 address signs, give you a little bit of history here. After we had gone through and initially put all those signs up in the county, in emergency management committee, we needed to come up with a way to continue to put new ones up as new residences needed them. So Mark had drafted address procedures, and this is dated 10-6-09, and I know we talked about it in emergency management, and then that was supposed to be communicated to the highway department, and there's a process in which the emergency management director will go out and address it, drops the paperwork off at the highway department. The missing piece here is then who makes the sign and goes and puts it up. Well, I know there was discussion at one point in Road and Bridge to have that done. We budgeted money for that to be done out of the Road and Bridge Department, and that's not been done. So we're tightening up that procedure. Yes, that who puts the sign up is not written down on paper, but I remember I was in that Road and Bridge Committee meeting when that came up as part of a budget item of needing more dollars in there. My concern is, and I appreciate Mark getting on this right away, and I think he went and talked to the landowner of the subdivision specifically north of Adams and tried to get some resolution. But this is a public safety issue, and so somewhere there was a drop in communication there, and there are some responsible parties that will continue to ferret out and tighten this up. But I appreciate that was taken care of. We'll have to see how many others haven't been made and haven't been placed.
We also talked about, as financing allowed, putting larger intersection signs on some of the busier roads. And I don't think any of that has happened.
That's not been done either. So there's some things with the signs.
Is that a road? Was that a highway department responsibility?
Joint. I'll call it joint at this point.
I mean, okay.
Between Mark and Marlon.
Regarding the signs, the 911 specifically, I was party to both conversations, one previous to the budget, and this one was in just over a year ago last year. So, again, these are public safety issues. I think those 911 address signs, you can see them things about a mile away. They're wonderful. I was kind of skeptical when they first got put up. But I think they look great. They're a great asset, and I think they're highly visible. So that's something that, again, Mark resolved this issue yesterday. We still have to go through and look at how this is going to be put together and move forward. But just to make everyone aware that you know, that's out there.
Gary.
I would also add that in the response there are some incorrect statements. And I would also add this didn't happen just last week. This has been going on with this with Mr. Jansen since probably last summer. And I had made repeated requests to have this resolved, and it was not. And I would ask Mr. Bauman if we could have an emergency management meeting, yet we are still aboard until January 4th, because I think the information needs to be corrected and it needs to be added to, because it sure isn't all in the response.
Okay. Any other committee reports?
Certainly needs to be reduced to writing relative to this issue.
Yeah, I'll give my final road, our final building grounds committee meeting. For those of you that have your driver's license coming up for renewal, the driver's license people are planning to be in their old office on these January 10th or 11th of this next year. And I walked through it yesterday, and everything looks pretty good. There's just a few minor things left for them to do, so that's going to be taken care of. MIPS had come down and done all their stuff for the communications, I guess, pretty well. It's all ready to go. I kind of miss all the wires hanging in the clerk's office, but they've only got three or four now, so they're going to get her done here in the next week or so. Cheevers is going through the entire courthouse. They got a work cleanup list to do. They're going to have a crew down here for the next week or 10 days or whatever it's going to take. And they'll facially, we will be out of the, close the project at the first of the year. And that's when the one-year warranty will kick into place at that time for the next, for the year on work, workmanship and that sort of stuff. The north window project for the lower level, the waterproofing has been done, and everything's back in place. The windows have been ordered, so it'll probably be 3 weeks or so before they get those windows, and so those will, can be replaced also. Those of you that have been up to the district court and the county courtrooms, the carpet's been installed in both of those. The benches are also installed. Takes some time. If you have some, to go up and take a look at that. It's looking better all the time. That's pretty much what's going on up there. Okay. Some more stuff. That's the security cameras. They got three more cameras to put up. They're kind of holding back and putting those up until pretty much everything is done, because they're pretty dust insensitive, and they'd rather have that pretty well all done before those are put up.
Ron, you brought it up. Are we going to go back to the security system from the county attorney's office to what everybody else uses and things like that? Will some of that go back to the way it should have been to start with?
It's up to the...
Up to Roger.
Yeah.
Ron? Sorry. Question. What are we going to do with all that furniture and stuff that's up there in the hallway or up there? We've got all that.
Those basically, those are district court lot of those furniture goes to district court offices. Up on the fourth floor?
Yeah.
With the district court, yeah. That's a lot of that is their office. Desk and stuff.
And the fire marshal has said the hallways must be cleared before we open up for business.
So. Rex, I don't know where this goes, but it was brought to my attention. We got a bunch of cars over here that we need to dispose of. Should hopefully next month maybe somebody will bring forward a way that we get all excess or unused property or unneeded property so we can dispose of it so we don't keep collecting it?
Gus, how many do you have?
Well, County, we got one, I think, an impounded Wymore. And then I think we probably got three or four sitting over here.
Drivable or non-drivable?
Probably could be drivable. We're going to have some TLC on them, but they're drivable.
Can you set something up with Purple Wave and then get it on the next agenda? I think we did very well on Purple Wave last two times. And
access office equipment, too, of all departments. We'd kind of gather that up since we're opening up with a kind of a new place here that the junk would be gone.
And then just get it on the agenda to approve allowing it to go via Purple Wave. Purple Wave does not charge us a fee, where Big Iron charges the seller the fee. Purple Wave charges the buyer the fee. So
you do better on there and just putting it out for bids?
Well, we did. I mean, otherwise we got $50 cars.
Yeah. Highway departments had good luck using that.
You could work with Marlin on that.
A lot of calls from the old pickup we had. I continue to get calls on that.
So well, everybody could submit their list, couldn't they?
Yeah.
All offices and whatever you can put on there.
So but it'd be a chance to make some space anyway.
Well, before we adjourned with our committee, we did talk about upcoming projects that we think the new board should be giving some priority to. And to help them and do that, Berglund Associates will be taking the existing book Bible we have for the courthouse renovation and putting out a new book for us that will show what has been done and what needs to be done yet as far as their study is concerned on it, so that the new board will have some guide involved with that part of it, so they won't have a big, thick book. It'll be a much, much smaller one. On it. Some of the things we thought needed to be probably looked at in the next year would be that north carport for the Sheriff's Department over here to look and see what we can do to get people in.
Sallyport
into the north side, into the basement, into that elevator upstairs.
Here.
On that side of it.
It's just outside the door for you guys, just down below.
And also, while we're doing that, to also look into what we're going to need for maintenance work area. We want to get rid of the old metal building we have over here.
Thank you. I'm just going to bring that up.
But we've got, Dave Jones has got stuff in there. We got to have a place to put it. So we say, well, if we're going to build a carport or whatever, maybe we'll have to make it just a few feet wider or longer or whatever. So he
looks
has a
like
place.
The building.
Yeah.
Kinda.
So he has a place to maybe store some of that stuff. And also we need to look at what we're going to do with the generator. Right now it's on the surface of putting that someplace so that it's out of mind, out of sight, and also not susceptible to somebody sabotaging it, whatever the case would be, as far as the generator. We also have the Northeast Window Project to finish, and that would be probably looked at when you're looking at the carport on the north side, to kind of incorporate some of that all together. Of course, the lawn update has to be taken care of this spring, making sure we have good drainage away from the courthouse for that work also, along with the placement of the new sprinkler systems in there. And we need to start looking at very seriously remodeling that part of the courthouse to bring it up to standards as far as the handicapped and also the restrooms. I've had complaints from people about we need to do something with the restrooms up here on this floor. And also something that you need to probably look at is what we can do and the cheapest way possible to provide more storage up in the attic. We've got the elevator going up there now to make a lot of that room up there accessible and available for people to put filing cabinets and things up in there like we had planned to do. And all but not least would be there needs to be some kind of, I would think, some sinking fund, whatever you want to call it, over the next 3 to 4 years. You've got about an $900,000 proposed cost to do the masonry work on the outside of this building if you want to bring it up to the way it should be, the tuck pointing and those sorts of things. So there's plenty of work to be done yet, and we're glad to see the trailer has been removed and gone. It looks a little bit better out here now that somebody is making good use of it. So, and so that's my report. Does anybody got any more questions?
And you're leaving us lots of money to take care of all those things.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. There is about $1.5 million or so left in the inheritance fund, so it's not all gone. Yeah.
Danny.
I might make one note that the chairman of NIRMA has contacted me and asked me if I would allow my name to be submitted to fulfill an unexpired term on the NIRMA board. And I have given them permission, or I'm giving them permission, if you feel that would be an advantageous thing for our board. So
you get a per diem for something like that? Is it
not that I noted, no.
Dang it.
Matt. I know we're going to do plaques and stuff later, but Ron, I want to thank you for the efforts you've put in helping to get this building back together, and the committee too. I know we as a board, though it doesn't come out in public a lot, we've socked each other in the mouth, we've twisted each other's arms, and I think it's sometimes to the detriment of personal and professional relationships. And for that, I have some remorse, but I want to give some, not, but I want to give you credit for that, and the committee credit for that, because I think that we as a body, you know, we've took something on the chin that needed to be done.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that we need to set up a building fund, very much like we've done with money put aside for the jail, start to build those up, like the insurance fund. Some of the things we need to build some of these funds up and draw from. And, I want to thank you and the committee for that. And, Ms. Dave's perspective, I appreciate Shirley's kind words, and I appreciate Gary's perspective, too. So it'll be a new board, and I welcome them. You've got a laundry list of things we need to do. So welcome.
How about your partner?
Said that.
I said thanks for sure. Yeah.
I didn't hear that very loud.
Well, as far as dirty and grounds,
it was her kind words. Not kind words.
Are we done with committee reports?
Hey, Rex. I don't know if they all got this these two pages to this Gage County Comprehensive Plan update in their folders, but on that number 23, it said implement plans to upgrade South 66 Road between East Scott Highway 4 and East Sargent Road, and that was done. We did get that upgraded. The next one was, paving West Hickory Road, but I hope the new board knows that it's upgraded and ready to go. It's been engineered, and the culverts are in, the electric line poles, everything is set aside, but there's never been enough money to actually blacktop those 2 miles that go from that highway to it's actually Highway 136, isn't it? So they have it wrong.
It won't get done. It's wrong.
Anyway, I hope they keep that in mind, that that's very important. It's been on the one-year plan probably 16 years, and then it gets put back and put back, and the people that used to come here and argue for that or try to get it through have passed away. So I'm just trying to tell you that I hope that if they ever get a big downfall, I hope they can see fit to blacktop those 2 miles.
As long as we're tail twisting. The same comprehensive plan that we approved a month or so ago also says in there that we will work with or support GCED. And so, that hasn't happened and won't happen because I think it disbanded or something.
Yeah.
So,
okay, any other committee reports?
I think the city's going to be.
Well, now is the plaque time. I want to thank you for your efforts and your service, Dave. On behalf of Gage County,
I want to thank you for working through this with us.
I don't know if I should thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rex, wait a minute.
I don't think so. I made a commitment.
Put your coat on.
Do it out front.
Yeah, we can get them later.
All right.
Get them afterwards.
Shirley, thank you.
Okay.
Nice work. Oh, you ain't getting a handshake.
See, I told you they're nice guys.
I want to see
okay.
that.
Yeah. Look up Gary a little bit.
Get that camera going.
I'm getting out of the way.
Can't put the tongue in my ear.
Sheriff,
thank you, Ron.
Yes.
I learned an awful lot from budgets from you. I appreciate it.
Well,
yes, sir.
It was my pleasure in serving my 4 years. I can always look back.
Like in two
and NRD, when I build a dam that's going to last for 50 years, what I think what we all did here is going to last for 50 years plus.
We hope anyway,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks, it has been interesting.
To say the least.
At least they spelled my name right. That's the main thing.
Yes,
that's
about
the nicest thing they could say about
me. Wait, I'm still waiting for the hug.
Yeah. Yesterday I had that.
We're still.
You didn't know how.
You didn't know how.
Anything else for the good of the order?
My drawer.
Board of Supervisors adjourned at 10:48.
I got Mikey.